live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donald Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine to people who are housebound has commenced. A plan's been agreed by GPs and the IMO. The National Ambulance Service will visit patients at their homes where necessary. Today marks 1 year since Ireland's first COVID-19 restrictions were announced. We'll have a special report recalling the speech made in Washington by the then Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. An €18.1 million regeneration project is confirmed for Letterkenny. We'll hear from Minister Charlie McConnellogue and also from the Cathaoirleach of the local municipal district. Sport coming up later with Kenny Harkin. That's at 5:15. All that to come, but we begin with a GP practice in County Donegal, which today encouraged people to go across the border to get COVID vaccines if they can. There is growing frustration among GPs over the administration of the vaccine. Some in Donegal say they are, to say the least, frustrated. Eamon Torsney's special report begins with Dr. Seamus Kelly from the Millbrae Surgery in Carndonagh.
I think it's a good idea. You know, if they can get the vaccine in Derry or in the north, I would encourage them to get it.
Dr. Seamus Kelly from the Millbrae Surgery in Carndonagh in County Donegal, outlining the advice he's giving to patients at his practice. The surgery had been expecting a batch of COVID vaccines this week. However, the HSE now says they won't get any further vaccines until the end of the month. Dr. Kelly says it's devastating for patients.
Soul-destroying, really. Like that. In general practice, like we've had the year from hell.
74-year-old Margaret Galbraith is one patient who hoped to get her jab.
You get to the stage that you're just fed up. I mean, life's not really worth living, you know, you can't go outside the door.
Another patient, Kathleen Jackson, says she just wants to see her family.
We need to see family. I've got a great-grandchild that I haven't seen.
A high percentage of people from North Donegal work in Derry and are eligible to get the vaccine in Northern Ireland. However, for others, the wait continues.
Well, the rollout of the vaccine for those who are housebound has commenced. A plan's been agreed by GPs and the IMO. The National Ambulance Service will visit those patients' home to administer the jab. The Minister of State for Older People is Mary Butler.
So it has been agreed through the Irish Medical Organisation with GPs that they will identify those who are housebound. This information has been fed through local primary care staff and through the public health nurses, and that information has been passed on to the National Ambulance Service for these people to be vaccinated at home.
Well, today marks 1 year since Ireland's first COVID-19 restrictions were announced. The Taoiseach would reveal on the day how the country would tackle the virus in an early morning address live from the US. Well, Neil Cobart's report begins with the voice of the then Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar.
I need to speak to you about coronavirus and COVID-19.
This day last year, the then Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, announced Ireland's first COVID-19 restrictions live from Washington. Here, people huddled around radios, phones and televisions to hear how their lives would be impacted.
Schools, colleges and childcare facilities across the country will close today. Cultural institutions like theatres and concert venues will also be shut until March 29th.
Large outdoor gatherings were also called off days before St. Patrick's Day. This day last year, 70 COVID-19 cases had been identified here, while one person had sadly died. Leo Varadkar said there was no time to wait.
And this is uncharted territory for us. We said we would take the right actions at the right time, and we have to move now to have the greatest impact.
People were urged to against stockpiling food, but empty shelves would soon become a common sight in supermarkets. These people never thought lockdowns would be required 1 year on.
I thought it'd be short term, didn't think it'd be as long as it was.
When he announced it in March, I thought that I was going to be on holidays in May. I thought it was all going to be gone.
It's a different world.
Over 225,000 people have now had COVID-19 in Ireland, while sadly over 4,500 people have lost their lives. There is hope that parts of our latest lockdown will start to be eased from the 5th of April.
Well, 208 people have tested positive for coronavirus in Northern Ireland over the past 24 hours. There's been one COVID-related death in the region, 183 patients being treated in hospital, with 23 of them in intensive care. Well, the HSE has issued a statement this evening saying that the Community Healthcare Organisation Area 1, which covers Cavan, Donegal, Leitrim, Monaghan and Sligo, has now commenced the rollout of COVID-19 vaccination to people under 65 with a disability. Persons in this group will include those who live at home or in residential care settings, including community group homes, those who attend disability day services, those in receipt of home support and personal assistance services, and others with a disability who don't access specific services. This week, vaccinations have taken place in Sligo, Inishowen, Donegal and Castleblaney in Monaghan. Well, the HSE says it's important that people with disabilities are supported to access information about COVID vaccination by people they know and trust. And there's a full statement going up on our website, highlandradio.com, this evening on that. An €18.1 million urban regeneration project has been confirmed for Letterkenny. The project will include a revamp of Market Square and the Cathedral Quarter. It'll include a new tourism centre, renewed works on Main Street and the revival of the old courthouse into an enterprise centre. A transport hub will also be developed for the centre of Letterkenny. €13.6 million of that is coming from government, with €4.5 million being provided by Donegal County Council. With Minister Charlie McConnell says when complete, the people of Letterkenny will reap significant benefits as a result of the project.
It's going to make a really significant impact on the town, see a real return for not only the people of the town, but a real improvement as well as for it being the capital of our county in the years ahead. So there's five different aspects to it. We're going to see the Cathedral Quarter and the Market Square developed and enhanced, and also a 1,500 square metre creative design hub included there, with a new tourist centre also in that area. We're also going to see renewal in the lower Main Street, including land assembly and acquisition package. Also, in relation to the old courthouse, it will also be brought into use for the new enterprise centre and tourist attraction there. And also, we're going to see funding for a new regional transport hub in Letterkenny. And finally, the fifth aspect is going to be a Letterkenny Green Connect project, which is going to be about connecting various parts of the town in an environmentally friendly way.
As you mentioned, Donegal County Council has done an exceptional amount of work in getting this project to this stage. One can only imagine that once that funding has been sanctioned, we will see effectively shovels in the ground quite soon.
The funding will be spent over the next short number of years. It is a very significant project, so it won't happen in the next number of months. It will start, but it's going to be, given the scale of it, it is going to be something that is rolled out now and developed over the next short number of years. So it's really, really significant, and I think the people of Letterkenny will see a real significant impact in the town from this.
And that was Minister Charlie McConnell speaking there to Catherine Gaffney. Well, look, a Cathaoirleach of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District is Councillor Donal Coyle.
This is a game changer for Letterkenny. What it will do is it will put the heart back into the centre of Letterkenny again. I have to also compliment the members of the council, my own colleagues, for the many hours that was put in to ensure that a robust and comprehensive application was lodged. Now it's over the line, and it's great news for the town.
A Lifford Stranraer area councillor wants representatives from Broadband Infrastructure Ireland to come to a municipal district meeting and outline when broadband will be rolled out throughout the Finn Valley. Councillor Patrick McGowan told a meeting of Donegal County Council's Economic Development and Enterprise Committee that there is a growing demand for better services, with homeschooling and the high volume of people working at home. He says it's frustrating that there is no timetable for improvement.
There's not even hope out there, and that's very hard to get a straight answer from anybody. You're told to go online, but all that tells us that we're just not being considered at the moment. And I do know parts of Donegal are being surveyed, and that's the first stage, it's the survey of the area. But, you know, around here, they don't take much of a survey. We all know where the banks and different financial institutions and a lot of other institutions are closing because everything now is done online. If you want to complain, ask a question, you want to make a connection to anything, even a if you don't even want to get a phone line, like, everything has to be done online now. Like the government agencies and everything, they keep sending you back social welfare, anything at all. And now even the banks now are linking your bank accounts now with your phone. You have to do it. You have no choice yet and all. The broadband's not there. I recognise that Tánaiste did say that they're going to sort of bring it forward with sort of fast forwarded a wee bit, but it's still far, far too low. There's no indication at all what's going to happen. So I would be quite critical. The lack of information, I ask the people that deal with IT in the council that are in contact with Broadband Infrastructure Ireland to get some answers and to get them out here and meet and discuss the members so that we can turn round and tell people it's 6 months, it's a year, it's 2 years, whatever information is so important for people.
That's Councillor Patrick McGowan, full version of that interview available on our website, highlandradio.com. Well, last evening in the Dáil, the Communications Minister, Eamon Ryan, rejected a claim from Deputy Thomas Pringle that Donegal is being left behind. He said engineering considerations are having an impact on the rollout of the National Broadband Plan, but Minister Ryan stressed he believes that Donegal should be prioritised where possible.
There's no intention, far from it, to let Donegal behind. It is a county that has suffered from a lack of infrastructure, a lack of connection to the rest of the state in transport and a whole range of other areas. So I absolutely accept that Donegal should get priority. The rollout or the development of this NBI plan in terms of where the survey is done or how the network is developed is a technical. It's not that we're down there as politicians saying, listen, will you do Cavan first and then we'll come back to Donegal later? Far from it. It's purely technical exercise in terms of where the network points that you start with, how do you roll it out. My direction to the NBI would be, please do as Donegal as fast as you possibly can, put it right up there on top of priorities, because I think it does need improved connectivity in a whole range of different ways.
Minister Eamon Ryan. Well, there are renewed calls on the government to prioritise the North West in terms of counteracting the effects of COVID and Brexit. It's widely thought the region is particularly exposed to the impact of both, with IBEC advising that investment in the tourism and hospitality sector is imperative in the years ahead. The group, which represents Irish business, has also said connectivity and accessibility will be more important than ever post-crisis. Well, IBEC North West Regional Director Terry McNamara says the North West has real economic potential. He says the government should be doing a lot more to capitalise on that.
In a nutshell, what we're saying is that this midterm review of the National Development Plan must be used as an opportunity for what we would call bold and ambitious investment in the North West, which we would call for is long overdue. And that was substantiated by the fact of the recent CSO report that indicated that disposable income in the Northwest lagged the rest of the country by 18% or 3K. So to finalise, I suppose, what I would say is we cannot afford to repeat the mistakes of the past in this area.
And do you think that the government recognises these concerns that you do have and the fact that the Northwest is arguably going to be worst hit by both COVID and Brexit?
I think in our discussions with Minister McConnellogh and Deputy Doherty, they're both in agreement with that. And also, you know, you're probably aware that the Northwest, the EU, has recently recategorised, due to performance, has recategorised the Northwest as, you know, in a downwards area, unfortunately, to a transition region as opposed to a more developed region like the rest of the country. So, you know, at the time when the government now are looking at this, the midterm review of this capital spend, we're saying they have to, you know, if you like, grab the ball and run with it in terms of making sure that the Northwest reinvigorates itself back up to a region of a more developed region as opposed to a transition region.
Terry McNamara there of IBEC. The Council of Europe is to reopen its supervision of the Pat Finucane case. The 39-year-old lawyer was shot dead in his family home in North Belfast in 1989 by the UDA, a tact that was found to have involved collusion with the state. Last year, the British government decided not to hold an immediate public inquiry into the murder. Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney is welcoming the Council of Europe decision to reopen the case. Pat Finucane's son John, a Sinn Féin MP, says it is a hugely significant move.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy's Sports and Leisure. Gear up on all the training essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie with nationwide next day delivery.
16 minutes past 5 o'clock. We say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. We're starting with soccer, and Aaron Connolly is the latest player to be ruled out of the Republic of Ireland's upcoming World Cup qualifiers. The Brighton striker will miss the games with Serbia and Luxembourg due to a cracked rib. Stephen Kenny is already without Darren Randolph, John Egan, James McCarthy and James McLean. Meanwhile, the new domestic season gets underway tonight. League winners Shamrock Rovers, they face the cup holders Dundalk. That game in the President's Cup tonight kicks off at the Tallaght Stadium at 7:45. Meanwhile, Cross Channel, Sheffield United have called a press conference that is taking place at the moment, and it's expected they'll confirm Chris Wilder's departure as manager after 5 years in charge. Wilder led United to the brink of European football in their first season back in the Premier League. However, they currently sit bottom of the Premier League and 12 points from safety. On the pitch tonight, Newcastle, they'll hope to move 4 points clear of the relegation zone. They host Aston Villa. That one starts at 8 o'clock. In the Championship tonight, Blackburn, they play Brentford. And in the Irish Premiership tonight, second place Coleraine, they play third place Crusaders. In other news, cross-channel Chelsea boss Thomas Tuchel, he insists Christian Pulisic still has a key role to play at the club. The American winger is yet to start a game under the new manager and has been linked with summer moves to Liverpool and Manchester United, but Tuchel has dismissed the speculation.
He is in my plans and he is an important player and he has the potential to be decisive for us from the bench and as a beginner. And when there comes the moment, you have to be ready. This is what you sign up for in a club like Chelsea. There's no difference between Christian and anybody else.
Meanwhile, it's a big weekend for Donegal man Kyle McHugh. He'll be gunning for silverware this weekend in India. Playing with ATK, Kyle and his team have reached the Indian Super League decider. That was after a semi-final win on Tuesday over North East United. Their 2-1 victory over gave ATK a 3-2 aggregate win, and they'll now play Mumbai City for the title tomorrow. Moving on to rugby, and Andy Farrell says Jameson Gibson Park deserves a start against Scotland on Sunday. The Leinster scrum half keeps his place on the Irish side ahead of fit again Conor Murray. Elsewhere, Keith Ayres, he replaces Jordan Larimer in the wing. Cian Healy and Rob Herring, they're restored to the front row. Murray and Larimer are both named among a strong set of replacements, and Farrell feels they'll have an impact in the closing stages at Murrayfield.
More and more so these days, it's becoming a full squad game, and those guys will certainly make an impact. We're super excited about the bench coming on and making a difference. You know, there's some of those guys that we're really disappointed not to make the starting side, but they'll add and make a difference to the performance. There's no doubt about that.
WP Neil has been handed his first Scottish start since the 2019 World Cup in Sunday's game. He comes in for Xander Ferguson, who's been suspended. Meanwhile, Sean Maitland, Sam Johnson and Jamie Ritchie replace Darcy Graham, James Lang and Blade Thompson. Elsewhere, Joey Carberry makes his first start for Munster in over a year tonight. They entertain the Scarlets in the Pro 14, while Leinster, they're away to Zebre. In golf, Shane Lowry's 3-under par with 3 holes remaining in a second round at the Players' Championship. That leaves him 1-over for today's round. Graham McDowell, he goes out very shortly, just before 5:30. He's 1-over starting off today. While Rory McIlroy, he's a big job on his hands to make the cut. He tees off at around 6 o'clock Irish time. He starts at 7-over par. Leader Sergio Garcia, he's 7-under par. He starts at 6 o'clock. Finishing their second rounds just a short while ago, Denny McCarthy and Brian Harman, they're both finished at 6-under par, 1 shot behind the lead. Chris Kirk has 11 holes played of his second round. He's also on 6-under par. And Bryson DeChambeau, who won last week's event, he's on 5-under par with 3 holes left to play. In cycling, Sam Bennett retains the green jersey after today's sixth stage of the Paris-Nice. However, he fell out of contention on the final kilometre of today's stage, which was won by Primoz Roglic. The Slovenian keeps hold of the leader's yellow jersey. Finally, for this evening, the former chief doctor of at British Cycling and Team Sky, Richard Freeman, has been found guilty of ordering a banned substance known it would be given to a rider. He's always denied getting testosterone in May 2011. On behalf of an unnamed athlete. Dr. Freeman did admit 18 of the 22 charges against him at a 2 medical tribunal. That's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Donal.
Thank you, Kenny. There are new calls for a bigger focus on tourism in East Donegal. It's believed the Clonmel Municipal District is at a major advantage because it's the only electoral area in the county that doesn't have a coastline and therefore doesn't have the same tourism opportunities as other areas because it can't avail of services like the Wild Atlantic Way. A tourism fund set up by Donegal County Council last year has a €500,000 budget. 100,000 goes to each municipal district. Well, Councillor Martin Harley told an economic development meeting this week that a big project is needed to ensure the money can be properly spent.
This municipal district has no coastline. It's not on the Wild Atlantic Way. And I just felt that the East Donegal needs more investment in tourism. We have fantastic hotels and accommodation sector within our area, but it's getting the people to come here. We do have a fantastic brand. We have great walking and cycling routes within our area. And we have, of course, we have great shopping with Michael Honey's that people come in the thousands to. But I feel that we need more investment in products that we can keep people in the area longer. We have historic town of the Fall. We have Beltony Stone Circle, which is thousands of years old. And we have so many things there. But we need more proper investment in these things that will keep people here longer.
And do you feel then when the likes of that tourism funding was announced in November and every municipal district got an equal share that maybe the Lyfordstone Orler Municipal District should have got a larger piece of that cake?
No, well, suppose every area has their own things that they need to develop. But I just feel that as an area that has no coastline, I feel we need more funding. Each area, 100,000, isn't really going to do a massive amount of work at all, do a lot of small jobs. We need an iconic big project that will take people here. For years, all we had in the county was Glen Bay Park, but now we have so many different additions to the product within the county. But I just feel East Donegal needs more.
Councillor Martin Harley, agus an ish an nocht, Olaf ag Colm Ferriter.
Siúr machas a Colm Ferriter an chalán na príomh scéalta ar Highland Radio. Lean hir seartan na gaeilge ar aig go dí an níl le jeg den bhí seo sa níor thuiscairt le cardlana scóil cormacha session tí alinne agus léachtaí vártithe don éile. In a measc le phléachta leis an eile omráite a scídóir, Maya Denny Wren, agus léacht faoi lá le fadraig le Michal O'Donnell. And yeah, emacht sin a rachtal ar a cartal laidjeg agus ar an cúigal laidjeg siúl hirt pop ar an dóchas mór de chud a garam scal chú alú. An Jerry Shartan yw seo hugin a jir a níl laidjeg sig céad laas fi jen hirt drúdas go úr bail a jis a siúlú mar fárt de cailirú Shartan na gaelige ag an ócháid cifnachan agus cailirú an ómas rí na scéliachta Mickey Chan Neil ó Bwíl siúlú lóran agus drúdas go Scale Cú Chollan le Bríjan a Ní Wheel. Creolhar Chol Chorum Lina Comai mar chod den Cadiru le chod den a Cioltri tradition ta as mola ra le Clostal on ga holas ar na man social ta fwyn hash club Shanahas Shan Neil. Ta glor na gael a glacu le heiratis ar Iontas o Chlobana a ta Clariha le Fondurach Chosef a Vic Donaha le hai vauta a hen don sgeam a Mliana Tá Jontas de suas de leavíle euro ar fáilinis de chlubanna a tá ránfártis de scéim Teanga a chur an úsáid agus fólam na gaeilge contasaí i measc a chlub phobal. Tugtar chorú de chlubanna Teanghmhol a dhéanú leis an áfaige forbartha áitiúil glór na gael chun fóram iarratha seo áil mar aon le hólas ar thirmi agus ar chonílathe na scéime ga hólas ag an suíomh glór na gael Bunkai í. Agus tá chuú oscailte tocha ag adar údaras na géalteachta de ghine a bhfuil chaincap na smuoineamh gnó acu páirt a ghlacú i gláir forbartha chaincap gnó nua atá fógartha chun forbairt gnóthaí nua a ghríosú tá sé de thospóirt ag tús mai cláir forbartha chaincap gnó údaras na géalteachta daoine aonair na fiontraithe a bhfuil smuoineamh gnó acu a chumasú chun a gáin cap a orbert. Maidir le presráitis ar hiúh an údaris, curthi an chláir forbartha deisin ar fáil de antríthe úra, agus forbart a dhéanamh ar a gáin cap gnó trí chéad a céim, sonrach an amé sáinolas acadúil gnó agus taithi ar fáil dífa. Curthi tús leis an chláir a tasír náisce a nhú agus leanthi sé ar aif a tréibh sé chéad a seartinni. Sim ma chud se go léir, Slán agus bannacht.
Cormach agus Colm. Agus anish on, I'm sure, blustery showers continuing into this evening, heavy at times, particularly in the west and north, bringing a risk of some localised flooding. Well, the bands of rain will clear to scattered showers tonight. The showers will be wintry at times with a risk of isolated thunderstorms, cold with lowest temperatures of 1 to 3 degrees Celsius in fresh to strong and gusty west to southwest winds. And remember, a yellow rain warning is in effect from Met Erin at the moment in the northwest. Tomorrow we'll see a mix of good sunny spells and scattered blustery showers. The showers again heavy and wintry at times with a risk of isolated thunderstorms. Highest temperatures tomorrow, 5 to 8 degrees Celsius, in fresh to strong and gusty west to northwest winds. Main stories in brief, and a GP practice in Donegal is encouraging people to go across the border to get their COVID-19 vaccines if they can. The suggestion came from Dr. Seamus Kelly of the Milbrae Pharmacy in Carndonagh. There is growing frustration among some GPs in Donegal and elsewhere over the administration of the vaccine. Well, the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine to people who are housebound has commenced. The plan has been agreed upon by GPs and the IMO. The National Ambulance Service will deliver the vaccine to patients in their homes. This week, meanwhile, the Community Healthcare Organisation Area 1, which covers Cavan, Donegal, Leitrim, Monaghan and Sligo, has commenced the rollout of COVID-19 vaccinations to people under 65 with a disability. Those vaccinations took place this week in Sligo, in Inishowen in Donegal and Castleblayney in Monaghan. Back with news at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 12th of March. The death has taken place of Phyllis Doran, 432 Coal Hill, Newton Cunningham. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:40, going to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, for funeral mass at 11 o'clock, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Newton Cunningham. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the HSC Community Support Services, care of any family member. In compliance with government and HSE guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are strictly private to immediate family only, please. The death has occurred of Patsy James, Sweeley View, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral mass on Sunday at 12 noon in St. Eunan's Cathedral with interment afterwards in Conwall Cemetery. Due to HSC and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Funeral service can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/Letterkenny. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Hillcrest Nursing Home Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or Con MacDade, funeral director. The death has occurred of Maureen Deehan, Old Town Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral mass on Sunday morning at 11:30 in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, with interment afterwards in the family plot at Newlech Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Funeral mass can be viewed live on the Church of the Irish Martyrs Facebook page.